Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Tuesday, January the 5th, and Brian Cushing was named the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year for 2009. The rookie linebacker had a fantastic season, and at a press conference at Reliance Stadium on Tuesday afternoon, General Manager Rick Smith talked about how proud he was of Cushing and much, much more.
It is a pleasure today to be here for this announcement, and a very proud day for our organization and for our city. Back in the draft preparation for last year's draft, the young man sitting next to me here to our left earned a lot of admiration and respect from our staff, and we saw a player that we thought had the potential to really come in and make an impact on our football team and on our organization. And he certainly has done that, and I think he's earned the respect of his teammates and playing here by one of those guys. And these two guys here have done an excellent job leading our football team and leading our defense in particular this last season. But today obviously is about Brian and about his accomplishments, and I think he has, very much like he earned our admiration and respect, I think he has earned the respect of his teammates. I think he certainly has earned the respect of his competitors and the men that he competes against. And then obviously today indicates that he's earned the respect of the media as well. So I am very proud of him. We're very proud of him as an organization. And I would like to, at this time, introduce the 2009 Associated Press Defensive Rookie of the Year, Mr. Brian Cushing.
I'd just like to start and just let everyone know how thankful and grateful I am for this award. There's no question I couldn't have done it without everyone in this room. With certain people like Rick Smith and D'Amico Ryans, Mr. McNair, and everyone as a part of the Texans organization, Coach Kubiak, Johnny Holland, and everyone. It's been a crazy first year, but I'm just really thankful. Everything's been great. It's been awesome. Once again, I couldn't have done it without the help of everyone. It is a huge honor. And, this is one of the things that I hope to bring, to the organization, the city of Houston, for a long time to come. It's been everything I dreamed of and more, just really looking forward, to the future, to next season. And it's just one of those things. And I definitely could have done it by myself. Just like to thank everyone and just really appreciate this.
Were you at all concerned after missing the entire preseason that you'd be able to jump in so quickly and contribute like you did?
Yeah, I was. There was no question that missing the preseason was a little worrisome for myself, not being able to be out there with the team and contribute. But from another standpoint, I was able to really step my game up mentally. I wasn't able to physically participate, but as far as film and watching practice and just being in there for extra hours, I was able to really get a jump start on that.
No players or coaches or fans vote on this, just writers. You were a landslide winner. There wasn't even, Bird had like four, six votes. How do you feel to be such a landslide winner?
It means a lot. It means that the respect of the writers, obviously see something. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really happy about that. The other guys, without question, had great rookie seasons as well. With Clay Matthews and Brian Arakpo and Jarius Byrd. It's tough that you can only give it to one rookie. I think that it was a great rookie class defensively and overall. I think that the guys had great seasons. But to win and to win like that is a huge honor.
D'Amico, what did you tell him about this award?
Told him that he had to win it. that's the standard here at Houston Texans organization on the defense side, that especially linebackers, you have to go out and play well and go get that Defense Rookie of the Year award. And there was no doubt about it. Watching him, play throughout this season, he just continued to get better week in and week out. He just got better and better and continued to make big plays for our defense. And he was definitely the key to our defense was so successful this year.
Brian, have you talked to any of the other USC rookie linebackers? And I don't know, have you said anything about you being able to win when there was such a good group coming out of there?
Yeah, there's no question. I talked to those guys a lot. Actually, Clay congratulated me about 3 days ago and figured, that was probably it. I mean, it was a real good year. You know, not for myself, but for the other three guys too. You know, it just proves, you know, how well coached we were, and coming out of that school, we wanted the best for each other. You know, I talked to Ray and Kaluka and all those guys, you know, probably 2 to 3 times a week, you know, and just the progress we made, you know, I feel that we did it as a group this year. You know, I feel I represent them as well.
Hey, Brian.
What did they do that surprised you this year?
I think the thing that comes to mind immediately, John, is the fact that he was able to perform and produce the way he did without the practice reps. I mean, that's just impressive. You just don't see a rookie come into this league. And like you mentioned before, he missed the time in the preseason. But, you know, the other thing that was so impressive to me is as the season progressed, he battled some injuries, and so he wasn't able to practice on a consistent, basis during the course of the season. But he was able to go out on Sunday and produce and perform, and I think that speaks to, you know, as he talked about his mental approach to the game and how he, you know, elevated that, and that was just probably the most impressive, other than the physical battles that he battled that you know, the average person has no idea what he put his body through to sacrifice to play every week. Other than that, I think the most impressive thing is the fact that he was able to mentally be ready to play every week at the level where he was able to do it.
Brian, you defensive rookie of the year, but you also tied Ray Lewis in total tackles for the entire AFC. I mean, can you talk about how that's like, well, wait a minute, did you think that was going to be possible heading into the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always have sights and dreams you set yourself upon going into the year, and it all came pretty fast. You know, it's one of those things that you probably won't have a chance to really understand until 2-3 weeks after the season, that really what you did. You know, there's dreams and admirations and things you want to do. You know, and then when I see myself in a category with Ray Lewis, you know, a guy that, you know, I've watched him win Super Bowls when I was in sixth grade, you know, it's one of those things that I just have to be thankful for. You know, it's a lot of hard work paid off, and it's one of those big honors that I'm just really happy about.
Nico, when you heard that they had drafted Brian, who had a big reputation at SC, what were your initial thoughts? And then when you first met him, was he like you thought he would be, or different?
Well, I talked to Brian after we drafted him. I just told him that I was, you know, happy that we picked him. I knew he was a great player. Watching the USC defense, they always were in the top ranks, and they shut a lot of people out when he was in college. So, you know, a defense performer like that in college, you have to have some great players. I knew, you know, Brian had a lot to do with that. So when I met him, you know, he kind of shocked me. He was a lot bigger than I expected. I was like, man, this is a big linebacker. And then we got out on the practice field watching him run and watching the way he went through the drills and everything. I had to step back and say, wow, this is impressive. This guy to be as big as he is, what, about 265? The big guy just running around, and he was very athletic, so it was very surprising to me.
Brian, we've asked you this question before, but him mentoring you, did you come in knowing you wanted a mentor? Did that happen naturally?
I think, you know, coming in your first year, you're just a little unclear about everything. You're just trying to find yourself, find your, you know, your what you envision of yourself, and just that everything that you want to do. You know, no question, when I came in and when I met D'Amico, that I figured he was the clear-cut leader, you know, not only of the defense, but really the team. You know, I think it's pretty obvious. And talking to him, and, you know, I think after, like, you know, the second week of camp, they moved my locker next to his, and I think that everyone wanted that. And then the kind of bond and how we gelled on the field, it was huge, and there's no question. I mean, I couldn't have done this without him, and every single step of the way, he was always helping me or trying to improve my game. And I just felt that every single week I was getting better due to his mentoring and just watching him, you know, as a person, as a player, you know, on and off the field.
I know you kind of downplayed just how banged up you were throughout the season to us. Now that it's over, can you tell us just how difficult it was to play sometimes? I mean, were you pretty hurt?
Nah, it's just football. You know, I'm all right. I really am. I mean, nothing serious, you know, nothing surgery required, just some minor stuff. And, you know, that's why you play the game. You know, that's why every single Sunday, you know, it's going to be rough, and every Monday is going to be even worse, you know, waking up that next day. But, I mean, it's all about love. You know, that's why I do it, and there's no question. I was banged up, but so was the whole team. You know, it's just one of those things you have to fight through.
D'Amico, I know you said that you knew he was going to be a great player the moment he walked on the field, but was there a moment in the game where you saw something he did and thought, wow, this kid is special? I mean, was he think of like one particular moment?
It was every week. It's not one particular moment every week. You know, I'm used to being the leading tackler on the team. And this rookie is he's making more tackles than I'm making. But he impressed me every week that we stepped out there. I really appreciate him. You know, he helped me elevate my game and made me better. And it's just that competition between me and him of trying to be the best, you know, it's just that's what, you know, took our game to the next level. Me and Brian, we always talk about being the best 1-2 punch out there and just leading the defense. And, you know, that's what we look forward to doing for years to come.
Brian, when you go to the Pro Bowl, now that you won this award, you know, Rock Pro and the rookies, how will you feel having this award down there? Will it make it more exciting for you? Because they're going to, obviously, all of them will know about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is exciting. It's one of those kind of burdens you want. You know, I feel that growing up as a player, you want the pressure. You know, I feel that I'm one of those guys that wants the pressure and wants the hype and wants to be able to live up to it. Because, you know, I feel that it drives me, you know, even more. You know, and it's one of those things. You know, you have the name now and you have a trademark to it. And, you know, every single day, no matter what you're doing, you have to uphold it.
Brian, there were some questions, I guess, prior to the draft, maybe your durability, some things like that. The fact that you were able to play at this level, the way you went about winning this award, could you talk about how meaningful that was to you and how motivated you were to kind of answer some of those draft day questions?
Well, I think the people that really mattered knew how durable I was, you know, and, you know, I'm here now and played all 16. So, I mean, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really mean anything now, but, you know, besides the fact that, you know, I was able to, you know, give it up for the team every single week. You know, I had two injuries in college, you know, which I don't know anyone that hasn't. So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, pre-draft talk. But the biggest thing is, you know, I finished the year, you know, it was a successful year, you know, and, you know, it just leaves room to build upon it from here on out.
One thing for Rick, could you talk about on draft day as your pick was rolling up? He was going to be available, it looked like, your anticipation of getting him and hoping he would last until you pick.
Yeah, what you try to do is as the draft approaches and the closer it gets, you start to get as much information as you can and start to try to predict how the board is going to fall. And we had a pretty good idea that we were going to have a chance to get him. And, you know, and we let our process take its course. But, you know, I walked in Gary's office back in March, and he knew how much I liked this guy. And, you know, he said, you like Cushing, you want to take him, don't you? And I said, well, we got to go through the process, but I love him. And so as the draft was approaching and you know, it was obvious that, or it started to look like we were going to have a chance. You know, we got excited about it, and certainly on draft day when he was there, we were excited about the pick and about the possibility. And I'm proud of the way he's come in and done the job that he's done. And I'm excited about D'Amico and about Brian and about, you know, our defense. And you know, these two guys that flank me here are going to lead this organization to some heights that we all want. And I'm excited about that.
Well, while we got you guys here, are you taking anybody to the Pro Bowl with you?
Taking anybody?
Yeah, you remember Mario took the whole defensive line.
It's on Cushing this year. He's taking all the linebackers and Coach Holland, get ready to go. Robert, solid. Assistant linebacker coach, is all on Cushing this year.
Are you taking everybody? Or you are now?
Well, yeah, this is the first time I heard about that, so I mean, I might have some time to think about that.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com. To find out more about your favorite football team in the offseason, I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.